Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. Our thanks to Fairway and Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you the program each week here as we take a look at eight area high school football games. We'll look back here at week seven and move on here to week number eight. Week seven picks, we had a couple of 7-1 weeks for Matt and myself, 6-2 for Jim and Doug. And here's how our overall standings look now. Matt's still out in front by a game at 46-10. I sit at 45-11, and we've got Jim at 39-17, Doug at 36-20 now here for the year so far. Here's how it went last week in week number seven. It was the Cam Cougars gobbling up an 82-22 victory over Coon Rapids Baird. We all had the Cougars there, so we all got that one right. Exira EHK pulled out a 50-47 win over Bowyer Valley. That was a winner for myself out there on a limb. Everybody else had Bowyer Valley, so Spartans got me one there. It was Logan Magnolia. A 49-19 win over AHSTW. We all had the Panthers. We all got that one right. It was Southwest Valley edging one out over Riverside. 15-12 the final there. Doug had a limb pick on that one and lost out there in a close game. Also in the Trainer matchup against Kemper Catholic, Trainer wins it 35-21. That was a winner for everybody except for Jim. He went out on a limb there with Kemper. Also, it was Lamar's beating up on Denison Schleswig, 42-14, and that was a loser for myself. I was out there on a limb with that one. It must have been that Mullinex-Lamar's connection. Took care of that business. It was Harlan beating up on ADM, 58-30. We all had the Cyclones. And Atlantic, a big homecoming win over Knoxville, 42-6. We all had the Trojans in that one, so that's how it went there. Week number seven. We'll come back and get started with our first couple of picks here in week eight right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway shredded 8-ounce cheese, only 6 for $10. Our produce department has new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, just 97 cents a pound. Great for that quick meal after work. Pick up some Tombstone Original pizzas, only 3 for $10. Or stop by our meat department for a New York strip steak, just $5.99 a pound. Or boneless chuck roast in the crock pot makes a great meal, only $4.99 a pound. Pick up some boneless pork ribs, just $2.49 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your family. Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our Week 8 sheet here. And we're going to start off with two eight-man contests here to begin the program. We've got Exira EHK at 4-3 going on the road to take on Coon Rapids Baird, who is 3-4. And actually, this is an opportunity here for the Spartans to try to work their way into the playoff picture here if they can pick up a victory. I guess we'll just keep with our status quo here. Matt leading and having the best week of picking, so we'll lead off with him once again here.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Boring.
Well, I have a feeling this week might change. There's a lot of good games here on the sheet for this week, and I anticipate maybe some a little shakeup here. But for this week, Coon Rapids Baird, the last 2 weeks they've had to play Cam and Audubon, so that's a really tough road in here. I think the week before that, last two, they lost to West Harrison. That was a three-game losing streak, I believe, here. So, and I think with what's at stake for Exira EHK, that was really a big victory last week for them over Bowyer Valley. I kind of like where Exira EHK is heading in the late season here, so I'm going to go with the Spartans, even if it's on the road, Sparty.
All right, one for Exira EHK. Yeah, that was a very nice win for them, and they had to get that to put them in this position here to try to get into the playoff picture. They, of course, would jump up into that spot because Bowyer Valley's got a face-off against Cam this week, so that was what would help them if Cam, of course, completes their undefeated run with that game. So, yeah, I like Exira EHK here as well. I think the motivation factor, and they're playing a little bit better. I think Coon Rapids Baird, the last couple of weeks has beat them down a little bit. They also did have an injury last week in that game against Cam with one of their top backs as well going out. And it just, you could see that they're kind of ready, I think, for the season to be over. So I'm going to take Sparty here. Doug?
Well, I'm done doing research, I'll tell you that. I'm 10 games back, and I don't know. So my strategy this week is the first four games are going to be reverse alphabetical, and then the last four games are going to be alphabetical. So, and I was thinking I had to look at them, but I'm glad you organized them the way you did. So Exira, Elkhorn Kimbleton, is reverse alphabetically higher than Coon Rapids or something. I don't know.
Farther down the alphabet?
You could say it that way much more clearly than I
did. Reverse alphabetically.
But I do actually like the Spartans too in this one.
This is a heck of a way to defend your title, by the way.
Well, you know, first to worst.
I'm just going down.
I'm going down with the ship. I'll come up with something better next
week. Right.
It'll probably be uniform colors
or
mascots maybe.
Yep.
All right. Xyri HK across the board so far. Jim?
After that, I'm scratching my head. Am I going to scratch all my hair out like you did?
I might.
I just got a little worried here now. That's kind of... Actually, this could be, if healthy for Coon Rapids Bear, this could be a very entertaining game because they've been able to move the ball up and down the field. Coon Rapids Bear has won the last two games in this series, but even in their losses, Xyri EHK has put up more points. I think they've been a little bit more competitive than Coon Rapids Baird for the most part this year. So I'm not straying. I'm going to go with the pack here. I'm going with Xyri EHK.
All right, we're going to go Sparty across the board here in that one. Next up, we've got a 7-0 Lennox team trying to complete their undefeated run through the regular season as they go on the road to take on Fremont Mills, who comes at 5-2. And I don't know why I set this up so that I have to be the first one to pick this game, because I don't want to do that, but this is going to be interesting, I think. I think a lot of people look at this and just think that Lennox is going to win the game, but this is going to be a close one, I think. Lennox really has not been tested. Their schedule has been pretty much a breeze on through here so far for them. Fremont Mills, of course, those two losses, but they're to two of the best teams in eight-man football, in my opinion, in Audubon and Cam, so that's been tough for them. They did, of course, struggle in those games, and they have some issues. They have some things to figure out. Jake Malcolm, a pretty good spot at the quarterback spot for them, has kind of mixed it up with the run and pass, and then they've got a couple of tough guys that can run the ball. But Isaac Grundman has had a really good season on the ground here for Lennox, 1,209 yards, 24 touchdowns. This is tough. Fremont Mills has disappointed me in a couple of games because they've let some teams, I think, creep in a little closer than I thought they would. So that makes me worry a little bit. So I'm going to give the edge here to the road team. I think Lennox is itching to try to change the storyline down there because Fremont Mills has had such a grasp on what's going on there in southwest Iowa in that corner. So I'll give Lennox an edge, but I think this is going to be a close game. Doug?
Well, I drove by Lennox yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. So I'm taking Lennox.
Okay. Solid.
Yep.
It looked good. Field looked good. Yeah, I mean, kids.
I didn't actually drive through Lennox. I was close to Lennox.
Okay.
Within 5 miles on whatever that highway is, you know, down there.
The air smelled right.
Yes.
Okay. Jim.
Or are you going to get this kind of analysis? I mean,
exactly
honestly.
Right.
Oh, you
exactly
a couple weeks ago, you just took BC Moore. So don't give me any grief.
But that's at least based on science. Were you a science denier?
I am. I'm an anti-football denier.
Yes. Look in science. Wait a second. Both teams keep it on the ground primarily. You mentioned Grundman's numbers, but you could kind of break them down a little bit more. I was surprised when I saw the per carry. I mean, as a team, they average 10.5 yards a carry. It's pretty hard to lose a game when you do that. And he averages 18 yards a carry by himself. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that. So I don't know how you overcome that. Fremont Mills, always a tough place to go, but I think Lennox has the better advantage this year.
All right, Tigers so far. Matt?
Well, I kind of broke down their five common opponents so far. And Lennox, as far as defense-wise, had only given up 12.5 points, whereas Fremont Mills had given up over 19 points a game to those five opponents. So I'm going to go with the road team as well. Lennox will keep it Lennox across the board, but like you guys kind of alluded to, I think it will be a close game, and their records are deceiving. And Fremont Mills playing Audubon and Cam, those were two tough losses. So very commendable for them, going out there and seeking those teams out to get them prepared for this. But, this is late in the season here, and this is going to be a game that's going to decide playoff, you know, seeding in their form. So, yeah. So, but I'm going to go with Lennox.
All right. So we keep it to Lennox across the board there in that one. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at three different Class A contests here when we come back on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway shredded 8-ounce cheese, only 6 for $10. Our produce department has new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, just 97 cents a pound. Great for that quick meal after work. Pick up some Tombstone Original pizzas, only 3 for $10. Or stop by our meat department for a New York strip steak, just $5.99 a pound. Or boneless chuck roast in the crock pot makes a great meal, only $4.99 a pound. Pick up some boneless pork ribs, just $2.49 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. We dive in here to Class A, and we've got some interesting matchups here. And, well, within a couple of them within the same district here as Riverside. Needs one on the road. They're 5-2 on the year. They go on the road to take on Earlham, who's 4-3, but they need a victory to put themselves in good position to get into the postseason here. Doug, do the Bulldogs get it done?
I think they do. You guys talked me into Olympic last week, or I talked myself into Olympic, actually, with Riverside. But so they let me down last week. I don't think they're going to let me down this week. Coach Frayne's team goes on the road and wins one.
All right. One for the Dogs. Jim.
I think they are going to let you down this week. I kind of like Earlham at home. I see a lot of similarities in looking, kind of comparing games back and forth and how they've competed against some of the different opponents that they've had in common. And frankly, just looking down the ballot a little bit further, I kind of Earlham creates more turnovers. I just think they create more opportunities for themselves. So I kind of like Earlham at home. It's a long road trip for Riverside.
All right, one there for the Cardinals. Matt?
Yeah, Earlham's lost their last couple of games here these last 2 weeks. I think last week was basically attributable to not having their quarterback in there because he was had the penalty in the prior week and so had to sit out the game. So I think Earlham, I think I'm going to go with Earlham this week. But Riverside offensively has put up some really good numbers. But I think Earlham's defense is pretty tough in there. So this is going to be a good one, but I'm going to go with the home team.
All right, so another one there for the Cardinals. Well, got to make it up somewhere. I don't know. I like what Riverside's been able to do these last few weeks. I mean, that was a good effort last week against the Southwest Valley team that some people probably thought they would, you know, Southwest Valley might run away with that a little bit more. Of course, part of that's, too, I think just the way Southwest Valley plays. They're more defense-oriented, but Riverside hung tough, just couldn't quite get over the hump, and I think this is all motivation factor. They know they got to win to seal their spot into the playoffs, and I think Coach Frayne's going to get them fired up to do that. Earlham's in a little more comfortable position, so I'm going to go with Riverside here to pick one up on the road. We'll split that one apart. Go another Class A matchup here as Mount Air, the team that just beat Earlham last week at 5-2, will go on the road to take on that tough Southwest Valley squad who's 6-1. Jim, who's going to win?
Oh, I'd like to answer the question, Alex. I don't know, and I think my record pretty much shows that. I think I've mentioned that more than a couple of times here. You know, Southwest Valley has played a lot of close ball games this year. I mean, it seems like they're always teetering right on the edge, and they come out on top to get to 6-1. But, you know, at some point, when you play with fire like that, some things happen. And I'm tipping toward Mount Air. I just think they've got more passing yardage. They've moved the ball a little bit more through on the ground and through the air. They definitely create more turnovers, so they give themselves more opportunity as well. I'm going to go with Mount Air on the road here in this one.
All right. It's one there for the Raiders. Matt.
Yeah, they have played some close games, but it also seems that everything for Southwest Valley runs through the quarterback, Brendan Knapp, in there. So, you know, as he goes, so does the team. I kind of have to go with Jim on this one, that Mount Air just, I think, is a little more diverse, spread the ball out to some different players in there. I think they're kind of coming along at the right time as far as being dominant and not squeaking out games, I guess, as you go along. So I'm going to go with Mount Air.
All right, another one there for Mount Air. Yeah, this is another good game, I think. It really will probably come down to the wire. Southwest Valley's just played so good defensively throughout most of the year that that's what's really helped them. And as Matt mentioned, Brendan Knapp, 806 yards on the ground. That's primarily how they do it. They really like to keep the football on the ground. Jackson Frost has been pretty efficient, both throwing and running for Mount Air, and they've really come along here as of late. They have improved as the season has moved through. That's definitely for sure. This is tough. I think, though, I'm going to go with that defense. They haven't let themselves down yet, so why change it? I'm going to go with Southwest Valley here. I think they get it done here at home. Doug?
Well, I'm going to have to come up with something convoluted here. Because reverse alphabetical, Southwest Valley, although I actually literally drove through Mount Air yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Plus Mount Air has a Shea on that team, and that's relation. That's Uh-oh. Family.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So if I go against family, I could be in trouble, but... I'm going to stick with reverse alphabetical. I like Southwest Valley. They've been tested in those close games, so we're going to split it up.
All right. Going to split it up on that one as well. So a couple of them that we go 50-50 on. Here's another one in Class A. These are 2-4-3 teams as IKM Manning will go on the road to take on Ogden, a little out-of-district competition here at the end of the season. Matt, who's going to win?
Oh, wow, I get this one. Okay. Yeah, third game in a row here that I think is a pretty tough toss-up in there. Nice ball game at the end of the season for both teams, I believe, matchup-wise. I think IKM Manning now that they've solidified a playoff spot because this is the last week for all these 8-man A, 1A, 2As in there.
Yeah, so I think they have.
I think they had, yeah. I'm going to go with the Wolves, actually, on the road. I believe they've probably played a little tougher schedule. They're playing very well right now. They had a loss a couple weeks ago at Tri-Center, but it was a pretty respectable loss. Was that Logan that they played? No, it was Tri-Center.
Yeah.
And, I just think they got some things clicking. Ogden's has a little more offensive over the course of the season power, but at the same time, they've kind of, I don't know, so some of the teams on their schedule haven't really been as strong, maybe, as what IKM Manning's come through. So I'm going to go with the Wolves.
All right, one for the Wolves. Yeah, you look at Ogden's numbers. Lane Sweden, their quarterback, is thrown for 1,289 yards, 11 touchdowns. He's ran for 12 more on the ground. And then they've also got a running back that's near 500 yards. So they have put up some offense, but I think I'm with Matt here. I think some of their competition has been a little bit less compared to what IKM Manning's had to face. They've played some really tough teams here, and I think they've kind of shown a little bit steady play throughout the year. They've been pretty consistent, and Amos Rasmussen has really turned it on, doing a lot of things for them, both running and defensively as well. He's made some big plays and some big kicks throughout the year too. So I like IKM Manning here. I'm going to take the Wolves as well. Doug?
I'm going to keep that trend going. I like you said, Chris, the consistent play that they've had all year. And I comes before O.
There you go. Jim?
It's exactly the way I saw it. Mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago against Belle Plaine, Ogden totaled 14 rush yards.
Oof.
14 rush in a high school football game. I mean, really? How do you do anything with 14 yards of rushing yards? That kind of stuff sticks out like a sore thumb to me. But I just think IKM Manning is more balanced, and I just like the way they've been playing a little bit more recently. And like you said, I think the strength of schedule is a little bit better there. So sick 'em, ick 'em. I'm taking IKM Manning.
There we go. Wolves across the board. We go to Class 1A, and this is an undefeated matchup here at the end of the season. The ACGC Chargers are on the road to take on Van Meter, everybody's nemesis in Van Meter. This will be interesting. It's certainly a time for ACGC to prove it. Here's your opportunity. You've played really well. They've beaten some teams that they've struggled with in the past throughout their schedule so far this year. I think, of course, it's, teams have changed quite a bit, but they've been solid. Cornelison on the ground has been very good. They're going to be a team that, tries to maintain possession and see if they can make Van Meter make some mistakes. But this is a tough Van Meter squad. 6 shutouts on the season so far here for Van Meter. They're just too good, I think, across the board. I think ACGC makes this fun for a while, but I like Van Meter to win the game. Doug?
So you're saying I might get a limb pick on this one?
Maybe.
Yeah. ACGC.
Okay.
That's who I'm taking.
Upset City.
Upset City, yeah. What's the spread on the BC Moore?
It wasn't as bad as you'd think.
I did not look.
14. Mm. Meter.
I've seen a sicker horse get well.
Yeah.
Or something.
I thought your dad was a veterinarian.
That's what I said. I saw it. I didn't help the sick horse get well.
Gotcha.
I saw it get well. Yes, it wasn't me.
All right. One for the Chargers. Jim.
You know, both these teams like to keep the ball on the ground primarily. ACGC, I wrote down three words for them. Run, run, run. I guess that's one word. I just wrote it down three times. But a lot of similar results with the opponents on the year. I mean, it's interesting. If this game were, you know, a home game for ACGC, that would really pique my interest. But, you know, Van Meter doesn't throw a lot, but when they do, they're hitting on 67% with 13 touchdowns and no interceptions. So don't sleep on the passing game, because they don't throw much, but when they do, it works for them. But they're solid on the ground, and the defense has just been awfully good. I just don't know how they lose at home, so I'm going to take Van Meter.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, ACGC has exercised a lot of demons this year, you know, as far as up and down their schedules. Some teams last week, Panorama, you know, hadn't beaten them in quite a while. You know, Coach Mathewson up there has really made a transition, I guess, of how they compete for that squad up there, for their black and gold. And, you know, they've been very vocal about this is one of their best teams since their merger that they've ever had. And he's very confident about his front line up there. This is one of the best lines he feels in the state. But I think, you know, until somebody can actually knock off Van Meter, I'm going to have to go with them. So to me, it's kind of like, well, and you guys have said, you know, here's your chance, prove it. But I'm going to go with Van Meter.
All right. So we'll leave Doug out there on the limb there with that one. We've got two more picks left here. We'll do it when we come back here. And who's going to win?
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway Shredded 8-Ounce Cheese, only 6 for $10. Our produce department has new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, just 97 cents a pound. Great for that quick meal after work. Pick up some Tombstone Original pizzas, only 3 for $10. Or stop by our meat department for a New York strip steak, just $5.99 a pound. Or boneless chuck roast in the crock pot makes a great meal, only $4.99 a pound. Pick up some boneless pork ribs, just $2.49 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's go to Class 2A. And I think if you would have said these two teams had the same record at the towards the end of the season, you would have drawn a lot of heads turning. But Red Oak and Clarendon both matching up here at 3-4 on the year. Doug, who's gonna win?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on down there in Crenda. Although they did spoil my pick in the Page County Super Bowl, so they are first alphabetically, and they do like to run the ball, and I think they are more talented than Red Oak. So I'm going to take the Cardinals.
All right, one for Clarinda, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cardinals at home. They don't make as many mistakes as Red Oak tends to make during the year, and they're just bigger. I mean, they're bigger physically. They have a larger roster. They got more depth. I just think Clarinda's a good bet at home here this week.
All right, Matt.
I'm going to go with Clarinda as well. Yeah, I believe that Red Oak's had a nice season, and like you said, if you would have thought that they both had the same records at this point, you know, might have questioned that. But at the same time, Clarinda's been playing really well here lately. They have been moving the ball, and they did have a tough schedule early season, and I think they kind of put that together to help them prepare for the end of the year. So the fact that they're kind of staying focused here late in the season, staying on task, they've got an opportunity to get in the playoffs, I believe. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
All right. One there, another one for Clarinda. That was a nice win last week for Red Oak, knocking off Clark when Clark was getting a little bit of love, but they get the nice victory there, and it's certainly been, you know, good season for them compared to what they've had here in the past few years, for sure. But yeah, Clarinda does the things that both these two teams do well better. They run the ball a little bit better. Tayden Brown's had a pretty good year on the ground for them, and I think that the Cardinals come out on top here at home. We'll go to our final pick here this week, and this will be our broadcast game this week as well, as the Atlantic Trojans try to end the season on a strong run here as they picked up win last week over Knoxville. Now go on the road to take on Sadell here in this Class 3A District 6 battle. Jim, who's going to win?
Atlantic. The only thing I wrote down for this thing is Sadell. They're just not very good. I mean, they just aren't a very good high school football team right now. They just aren't. And Atlantic is I'm not saying Atlantic's going to win just because the other team, I don't think is very good. I think Atlantic is getting some things. They're doing things better. They're a little crisper. It seems like they've got a plan now, and it just kind of, I don't know. Things just seem to be kind of blending a little bit better for them on both sides of the ball. So I like Atlantic on the road. It's tough. I mean, it's always tough to go this far away from home, but I think they'll get the job done.
All right. One for the Trojans. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Atlantic as well. Like Jim said, I think a lot of things are coming together. They kind of went through a gauntlet of a schedule the last 3 weeks there. Kids kind of knew that, but you just had to survive and go with it and keep learning. And it goes back to the beginning of the season with so many kids that we had that the team had to replace. There might have been some learning curves in there for some of these guys, and they're starting to come together here. So I'm going to go with Atlantic as well. I think they're playing real well, a little more balanced. Sadell likes to throw the ball. They've got a nice size quarterback who's got a strong arm. Maybe has one or two receivers, but the running game up front just really is non-existent. So I just look for Atlantic to come out on top.
All right, another one for the Trojans. And, yeah, that's what I wrote down. I mean, for Sadell, it's pretty much exclusively been through the air that they've been able to get offense going. 946 yards through the air for Judd Roberts, the QB. But, yeah, you look at across the board elsewhere, and they don't have much going on. One thing I thought was nice to hear from Coach Brummer a couple weeks ago after that Harlan game, he said that, the kids took the criticism well. He's like, they showed us what we did wrong, but, they all took it well. They didn't hang their heads or be upset about what we were telling them. They just understood, but, hey, this is where I got to get better and go to work on it. So I think that's what's making them improve here at the end of the season, and I think they finish on a nice strong run here. And they pick one up here on the road for sure. Doug?
Well, I like the game last week versus Knoxville for Atlantic. They showed I like the explosive plays that we had, which was fun. Playing hard on defense, and I think Sadell's secret weapon, though, and we got to watch out for, are the bugs. Mm-hmm. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I think.
Yeah. 2 years ago, the bugs were terrible up there. And I don't know what those bugs were. But
looks like it's going to be a little cooler, so maybe that'll help.
The bugs, yeah, it was pretty warm that night.
Yeah, that was the first game of the year that time.
Okay, well, otherwise you guys have the mosquito netting or something, right, for the helmets and... Yeah, because you don't want to swallow a bug when you're trying
Send
to play
the bug ball. Eaters over there. I'll take
Nebraska.
Care of it.
There you go. That's right. No, I like what Atlantic's got, and I think Sadell's having some other distractions right now, too. So go Trojans.
All right. Another one there for the Trojans. Trojans across the board. We'll have that game coming up for you here on KJN, both on the radio and on KJN TV as well. If you want to check it out with the video there, Atlantic at Sadell. Mike Smith will be joining me for the broadcast here shortly. I want to thank Fairway and Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway shredded 8-ounce cheese, only 6 for $10. Our produce department has new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, just 97 cents a pound. Great for that quick meal after work. Pick up some Tombstone Original pizzas, only 3 for $10. Or stop by our meat department for a New York strip steak, just $5.99 a pound. Or boneless chuck roast in the crock pot makes a great meal, only $4.99 a pound. Pick up some boneless pork ribs, just $2.49 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great deals. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.